It's 21 random trivia questions from one of my brand new bonus games called Trivia Bingo, recorded live at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. Also, happy Memorial Day. If you are a veteran or you served in our military, thank you so much for your service. And thank you for checking out this show. It comes out every single day. If you like trivia, if you like pop culture, you're in the right place. And today, we've got 21 totally random questions for you from a little bonus game I did called Trivia Bingo at RT Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. Now, this is something I wanted to do for a number of years and finally came up with a good way to do it. So basically, I ask random questions and you look for the answers that could be randomized on your bingo card. And you mark them off if you think you know the answer. Some of the questions might have similar answers, like there might be several NFL teams on your card or several numbers that would be the answers to different numbered questions. So you kind of have to know your stuff. When you bring up your bingo, if you have one of the questions wrong, one of the answers marked off that we didn't actually ask a question about, I rip up the card. So it's a very theatrical game of bingo and a fun bonus trivia round. But I think you'll get a kick out of playing along with these questions that I asked all the bingo players / trivia players at RT Rogers. So have fun with that. Again, happy Memorial Day. Hopefully you had a great time barbecuing and hanging out with some veterans. You know, I went up to the Wrightwood area and checked out a place called the Wrightwood Brewing Company, I believe, or the Wrightwood Brewery in Wrightwood, California. Nice little kind of mountain village, not too high up. Our friends Jason and Nora invited us up there, so thank you guys if you're checking out this episode. And we had a fun little drive up there, very scenic, and only about 40 minutes from our house. So it was a ton of fun hanging out up there. Went to an antique toy store that was, or an antique store that was going out of business. It was literally the last day of it being open. So we had a big box of like starting lineup toys and other random old 80s toys. I ended up getting six things for $12. Walked out of there with $2 toys, including a sealed Dick Tracy figure from the Dick Tracy movie series, the action figure series, which I loved as a kid, and a few Ghostbusters toys that were sealed. There's a Janine Melnitz one in there that's pretty cool. And this random set of, I actually forgot the name of it, and they're in my car, but it's something like Scatterbrain Skaters or Skater Injuries or something. It's like a toy line of injured skateboarders, but they're like brutally injured. So it's like plate glass Patty, and it's like a girl on a skateboard covered in glass. Like she went through a plate glass window. And there's another one where a guy's like just his head is completely run over by a car. And I guess they were kind of a controversial action figure series where moms were like, my kid can't play with this. And it was kind of like a Garbage Pail Kids kind of thing. So I'll post some picture of those over in the Discord app chat if you want to check them out and you're a Patreon subscriber, check those out. Speaking of Patreon subscribers, you can also watch a full video of a brand new little for fun podcast that I'm going to be doing every Monday with my daughter, Annabelle. So if you like Annabelle on the mic and you want to hear me just chatting with her for like 10 to 20 minutes every Monday, it's not going to be like an official podcast, but I'll put out a video of those every week on Facebook or in the Discord app chat. So if you want to check that out, be on the lookout for the Buds Family Daughter Daddy Podcast, as she named it. She named it in just a few words. So check that out very soon. Okay, guys, lots of fun going on this week. Also, last week to get tickets for Harry Potter Trivia and Last Name Brewing, California, at Last Name Brewing in Upland, California. That's this Friday, May 31st at 7 p.m. Tickets are available at the top of the banner of triviawithbuds.com. We got 76 tickets sold, so only 24 remain. Would love to see you for a packed house and a bunch of wand waving of the Harry Potter variety. Okay, guys, we're going to jump into this episode. 21 questions. Play along. Have some fun. And again, happy Memorial Day. Here we go.
All right, guys. So this is a bonus round called Trivia Bingo. This is one of my new concoctions. I'm going to ask you trivia questions of the random variety. And I have all the answers to up to 50 questions on random bingo cards. You all have up to 24 answers on those cards. You're going to mark off the answers as you think you know them to the questions. When you get five, up, down, left, right, or diagonal, you're going to yell bingo. And if you have the correct set of answers in five in a row, you will get 5 bonus points for your team and a sticker with my face on it. If you don't have it, let's say one of the numbers that you thought was the answer was wrong, I rip it up. That's my favorite thing to do. So you have, I get to rip it up and you don't get to play anymore. But the winning team, the first winning team with the correct answers will get 5 bonus points. Here is your very first question of Trivia Bingo. Question number one, taking it easy on you. What's the capital of California? Number one, what's the capital of California?
Texas.
The answer could be Texas. It's an alternate universe. Number one, what's the capital of California? Number two, who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird? Who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird? You do have a free space in the middle. You can dab that off. There's a free little space in the middle. You guys already dabbed it. Number three, which of the U.S. states is second largest in area? Number three, which of the U.S. states is second largest in area? Question number four, who played Batman in 1995's Batman Forever? Quick spill over here, no big deal. Somebody slurp it off the table. Number four, who played Batman in 1995's Batman Forever? Question number five, what network aired the show Dexter? What network aired the show Dexter?
Mom got excited about who played Batman.
Mom spilled a beer on the Batman question. Number five, what network aired the show Dexter? Number six, which Avenger has the civilian last name of Barton? Which Avenger has the civilian last name of Barton? Question number seven, who directed the film Castaway? We just talked about directors, but who directed the film Castaway? Number eight, who starred in the film Legally Blonde? Who starred in Legally Blonde? Number nine, what wrestler was known as the Million Dollar Man? What wrestler was the Million Dollar Man? Make sure you're marking off the right answers. Remember, if your answers are not correct, I get to rip it up. Number 10, what city does Grey's Anatomy take place in? What city for Grey's Anatomy? That show's been on for the last 61 years. A lot of people don't know that. All right, Mom. Number 11, go spill another beer. What is Homer Simpson's middle name? Number 11, what is Homer Simpson's middle name? Number 12, in what state would you find the Liberty Bell? In what state would you find the Liberty Bell?
What state?
Number 13, what NFL team has had the most players arrested in history? I asked that a few weeks ago. Maybe you remember. What team has the most players arrested in NFL history? Number 13. Number 14. What team did a famous Super Bowl shuffle video in 1985? Anybody close to a bingo? Not yet. Number 15. What's the capital of New Mexico? Number 16, in what decade did Snoopy debut? In what decade did Snoopy debut? Number 17, in what decade did Catch 22 come out? Oh, now it's a tricky situation. Number 17, Catch 22, the novel. What decade? Number 18, what type of animal is the mascot for Fruit Stripes Gum? Number 18. Number 19, what animal does Whoopi Goldberg voice in The Lion King? Yeah, right. And number 20, what color bandana does the Ninja Turtle Donatello wear? What color bandana? Question number 21, what Batman villain had the name of Edward Nygma? Number 21.
Bingo?
We got a bingo, possibly. Let's check it out. Weird about that, so you guys have never played this, but I've done this three times. Everybody chants rip it up. It's like you were at the other events. That's crazy. Texas, second biggest state. That's correct. Harper Lee wrote To Kill a Mockingbird. Free Space, Ted DiBiase is the Million Dollar Man, and the Riddler is Edward Nygma. Nice job. This team, low T, getting 5 bonus points. Thanks everybody else for playing.
Boom, there it was, a fun episode of some rapid-fire trivia, and the answers right after that, so you could kind of check them as you were playing along. If you want to get in on some of these live bingo games with this trivia bingo game, you can go to triviawithbuds.com and see all my different locations. I'll be doing that at a lot of different locations throughout the summer, and I'll probably switch the questions every week or two, so be on the lookout for tons of fun if you liked that. And I'll keep recording them so that you can keep listening to them in that rapid-fire format on the show. If there's a certain topic you want me to get to on this show, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and donate $5 or more to pick a topic that I am bound to get to in the next month or so. Still have a few to get to from like April, March and April, and then a bunch for May, but we're going to catch up and have a bunch of fun with that this summer. And in June, we're switching all the rewards to some new stuff, so get ready for some new reward tiers, kind of move around, see where you want to be, and we'll keep some of the ones that are tons of fun, like the book club and t-shirt club. But we're going to add some new stuff and take away some stuff, and it's going to be fresh and awesome. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.